Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, this clip of J.D. Vance is going viral because of how stunningly wrong he is. The Vice President of the United States is trying to gaslight the American people about how World War II ended and why World War II ended. This is a man who went to Yale Law School and still managed to take the wrong lesson for one of history's most defining wars. It went all over his head after all of that LSAT prep to get his law degree. The core lesson still evaded him. So I want to play this clip of J.D. Vance talking to Kristen Welker because it also relates to the modern day war between Russia and Ukraine and how much this administration just misunderstands Putin's intentions, his ambitions, and the way that he treats these things. Putin, much like Hitler, is not a good faith actor, and I don't want to waste much time. Let's play this clip of J.D. Vance. First, he said right before this regarding, you know, Russia targeting American companies in Ukraine, striking American companies in Ukraine, which should sicken any American. It should sicken any American. J.D. Vance says, you know, I don't like it, but this is war.
But was President Trump, were you enraged when you learned that Russia targeted an American company based in Ukraine?
I don't like it, Kristen. I don't like it, Kristen, but this is a war, and this is why we want to stop the killing.
Dude, He had a worse reaction when Zelensky didn't wear a suit in the Oval Office 4 or 5 months back. J.D. Vance threw like a 2-week tantrum about that. Yet when it comes to Russia literally striking U.S. companies or using American flags while striking Ukraine, or Putin spitting in Trump's face by saying he'll have a ceasefire or a peace deal and then striking even more and more and more, these people are weak. The people in power are incredibly weak. Let me show you this video of me explaining this in a very intuitive way to a Trump supporter, and I even win him over. Then we'll show you J.D. Vance just bombing live on TV. Make sure you're following the Atomocra feed if you appreciate videos like this.
What do you think about the funding of Ukraine?
No, I don't think that should happen.
Why not?
Because we need to take care of America first.
America first? I agree, but I'd make the argument that funding Ukraine is exactly how we put America first, because a lot of people think we're sending cash bags, but we're sending old military equipment, right? And after we send that military equipment, we get to create new American jobs to restock and repile that, right?
That's a good point.
On top of
that,
do you think Vladimir Putin's our enemy?
Not really.
Really? Why not?
Because I think he's trying to run his own country. And he's not, I don't think he is a threat to America.
It's okay that he's running his own country, but the problem is when he starts to invade other countries next to him. So we should protect sovereign countries. We should protect our allies, essentially, right?
I agree. So that's like us trying to invade Canada.
And that wouldn't be okay.
Right.
Ooh, that one aged poorly. Now Trump actually wants to do that.
So to piece my argument together, we're creating new American jobs, and in the process, we get to protect an ally, a sovereign country, Ukraine, from, I think Vladimir Putin is a dictator. He's a threat. He's not a good guy. So I think we're protecting America's interests. I think this is exactly how we put America first, right? Can you see that point of view?
That is a very good point. That's a good point. You've educated me a lot. I appreciate that.
Awesome. And we're both coming from the same point of view of putting America first.
Right.
How can we put America first on the world stage? And sometimes it scares me when they say, we put America first by letting Vladimir Putin do what he wants. That doesn't make sense.
Right. How old are you?
21.
You're very wise for your
age. That was a year ago, but I think that the conversations like this are very, very important. I've had hundreds of them. Some of them go this way. Talking to people one-on-one like this is very, very important, but it's kind of hard when you have the President of the United States telling lies and just repeating what Vladimir Putin says, the Vice President of the United States, in this clip that I'm about to play, also gaslighting the American people about how World War II ended and why World War II ended. As I said at the beginning of the video, this man went to Yale. He took the LSAT. He's supposed to have good reading comprehension, yet he doesn't even know why World War II ended. Let me watch this. Let's watch this together, then we'll break it down.
I want to get to security guarantees, but very quickly, if Russia is allowed to keep any of the territory that it illegally seized, What message does that send to China? Does it give China a green light to invade Taiwan? Does it give Russia a green light to invade other European countries, which is what your European allies are concerned about?
Well, first of all, the Ukrainians are going to ultimately make the determination about where you draw the territorial lines in their own country. But Kristen, this is how wars ultimately get settled. If you go back to World War II, if you go back to World War I, if you go back to every major conflict in human history, they all end with some kind of negotiation. We're actually not active parties in the negotiation. We're effectively mediating. We're trying to mediate the Ukrainians and the Russians to come to some agreement. If the Ukrainians are willing to say something on territory that brings the conflict to the close, we're not going to stop them. We're also not going to force them because it's not our country. We're trying to play a constructive role. The president is trying to play a constructive role to bring peace to the region, but he's not going to force these parties to walk through the door. All he can do is open the door.
Okay, there's a few things. First of all, you don't have to force anyone to do anything. Ukraine has been following every single framework the U.S. has negotiated or proposed since the shitty mineral deal that Ukraine said, sure, we'll do it. Then Trump said, okay, 30-day ceasefire. Ukraine said, sure, we'll do it. Putin never did it. Then Trump said, okay, we're going to meet here. And Zelensky came. Putin said, no, I'm not doing that. So we don't have to force anyone to do anything. Zelensky and Ukraine, they'll follow our lead. They happily will because we're allies. We're supposed to be at least. Russia is the one that is a bad faith actor that is breaking. They are not the one, they're not following us. But number two, when we talk about World War II and negotiations, it's actually a perfect analog because that's why we can't trust Putin. Hitler himself signed treaty after treaty after treaty. The Treaty of Versailles, the Munich Agreement, multiple non-aggression pacts that he broke instantly. He instantly broke them the moment it suited his interests. And Neville Chamberlain would say, if we want peace, we just have to negotiate and sign a deal. But negotiations didn't stop Hitler, only force did. In the same way, negotiations actually embolden Vladimir Putin because what he does is perpetually push back this deadline over and over and say, listen, maybe we'll come to a peace deal or a ceasefire in a few weeks, in a few weeks. And that allows Ukrainians to just get slaughtered. So when Donald Trump went into this Alaska summit about 10 days ago and said, I'm going to come out of this summit with a ceasefire or else there will be very severe consequences. Then he comes out with no ceasefire or anything. In fact, pushes the deadline back. He just allows more Ukrainians to get killed. So the lesson that you're supposed to take from World War II is that peace through strength does work, but only if you're using actual strength. The Allies had to inflict overwhelming damage, liberate territory, bomb Japan. Hitler killed himself, and only when the enemies were on their knees was unconditional surrender possible. So Putin is no different. Russia signed the Budapest Memorandum back in 1994, which guaranteed Ukraine's sovereignty and their security in exchange for giving up nuclear weapons. Vladimir Putin broke that. He signed a ceasefire in 2014. Vladimir Putin broke that. He signed multiple non-aggression pacts the same way Hitler did. He broke it. He uses these as an opportunity to stall and then rearm and buy time. So when J.D. Vance says that wars end in negotiation, he's leaving out the reality that dictators use negotiation to their benefit. I am so sick of having weak leaders, not only people like J.D. Vance, but honestly, a lot of our Western leaders need to stand up to Putin and just smack him across the face. Smack all these authoritarian administrations across the face and say, stop this shit. You can't be invading your next door neighbor and just waiting it out. Because, I mean, Kristen Welker makes a very good point. What message does it send to other countries that if they just invade their next door neighbor and wait it out and tucker the West out, they can go into a quote-unquote negotiation and just be handed the land? That's appeasement. Appeasement is not a peace deal. It's basically just suicide. The only path to real lasting peace is to make Putin's war so costly and so devastating via sanctions and other ways that he has no choice but to accept defeat. That is how wars actually end. And I wish we had a leader that could carry us there. Let's watch one final clip of J.D. Vance giving a dog shit answer to the gerrymander in question.
Right. Let's talk about some domestic issues now. This week you were in Georgia. You were there to talk about and promote the One Big Beautiful Bill. And it also comes in the same week that Texas Republicans approved five new Republican seats. So they expanded the map for Republicans in their state. If President Trump's agenda is so popular, why do Republicans need to add additional seats to the map?
Well, first of all, Kristen, you have to ask yourself, why have Democrats gerrymandered their states aggressively over the past 10 to 20 years? If you look, for example, at the popular vote in a lot of these states, and Massachusetts, where 32% of the residents of Massachusetts voted for Republicans.
He just lies for 30 seconds straight with no interruption, so I'm going to interrupt him and bring the truth. There are 12 Republican states that have zero Democratic representatives. 12 Republican states with just no Democratic representation, even with 40% of the vote, like Iowa. Meanwhile, there are only 8 Democratic states in the same vein with no Republican representation. So Republican gerrymandering trounces Democratic gerrymandering. But that's not even the problem here. It's not about which state gerrymanders more in the past. That's not the problem here. He's obfuscating. The problem here is that Donald Trump, in a mid-cycle, in between the census years, it happens every decade, directly requested Governor Greg Abbott to gerrymander, and Governor Greg Abbott decided he will gerrymander. And the end result is a map that, with surgical precision, allows Republicans to win the midterms, rig the midterms. So they are rigging the midterms by gerrymandering in an off year. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make and the facts that we bring, make sure you're subscribed to the Atomocracy feed below. It genuinely means the world to me. We've got a really cool bar fight video coming out in the next few weeks. Get excited for it. It's going to take like 2 weeks to release, but I debated a huge crowd of Trump voters. I'm hoping that it goes a little bit viral because it was wild. Other than that, let's continue crushing the debates, the live events. I could not do it without you all. So thank you. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's Social Casino.